This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New research reveals why explosive athletic performance isn't just about speed or strength. Explosive athletic movement has long been misunderstood as simply speed, but emerging biomechanical research reveals it's actually the product of how force is organized, transferred, and precisely timed throughout the body's kinetic chain. Four phases critical elements that determine explosive performance: neural timing, load management, transition speed, and force over time. Neural coordination trumps raw strength. The fundamental misconception in athletic training lies in equating explosive performance with maximum force production. Two athletes can generate identical peak forces, yet produce vastly different explosive outcomes because explosive performance is governed by coordination across phases, not a single output. Motor unit recruitment and reflex contributions must be precisely synchronized with mechanical demands during explosive movements. This neural timing represents a critical factor in determining whether force translates into effective performance. Athletes with superior coordination can outperform stronger competitors by optimizing the sequence and timing of muscle activation patterns. The critical transition phase. Explosive movements depend heavily on the brief transition window between force absorption and propulsion. During this phase, muscle tendon structures must efficiently absorb, store, and redirect energy. The transition speed determines whether stored elastic energy is preserved or dissipated as heat. Athletes who can minimize the time between eccentric loading and concentric propulsion demonstrate superior explosive capabilities, regardless of their maximum strength levels. This finding challenges traditional strength-focused training paradigms. For more insights on athletic performance optimization, visit our clinical updates section for the latest research-backed training methodologies. Force over time, the impulse factor. Peak force measurements provide only a partial picture of explosive capability. Explosive output reflects impulse, the integration of force over time, rather than maximum force in isolation. Athletes who can rapidly develop force in the early phases of movement demonstrate superior explosive performance compared to those who achieve higher peak forces but require longer time frames. This rate of force development proves more predictive of athletic success in sports requiring quick, powerful movements. The Georgian Medical Journal has highlighted similar findings in biomechanical research, emphasizing the importance of temporal force characteristics in athletic assessment. Integrated systems approach. Modern sports science recognizes explosive movement as an integrated system requiring coordination across multiple phases: structure, load, time, neural control. Training must address all components simultaneously rather than focusing on individual elements. When these elements are misaligned, athletes experience increased effort without corresponding performance improvements. This explains why some highly trained athletes plateau despite continued strength gains. Effective training protocols now emphasize force regulation across time with precision rather than simply increasing maximum output. Key takeaways. Neural timing and motor unit coordination are important factors for explosive performance. The transition phase between force absorption and propulsion determines energy preservation efficiency. Rate of force development is a key factor in athletic performance for explosive movements. Training must address structure, load, time, and neural control as an integrated system. Frequently asked questions. Why doesn't increased strength always lead to better explosive performance? Strength represents maximum force capacity, but explosive performance depends on how quickly and efficiently that force can be developed and coordinated. Neural timing and movement coordination often matter more than raw strength levels. What is the most important factor in developing explosiveness? Neural timing appears to be a critical factor in explosive performance. This involves synchronizing motor unit recruitment with mechanical demands during movement. How can athletes improve their transition phase efficiency? Athletes can enhance transition efficiency through plyometric training, focusing on minimizing ground contact time and maximizing the stretch shortening cycle. Practice should emphasize quick transitions between eccentric and concentric phases. Understanding explosive movement as a coordinated system rather than isolated strength opens new avenues for athletic development. Future training methodologies will likely emphasize temporal coordination and neural efficiency alongside traditional strength building. This paradigm shift promises more effective and targeted approaches to enhancing athletic performance across all sports requiring explosive movements. Source: Facebook post on explosive movement biomechanics. At context, research reveals why explosive athletic performance isn't just about speed or strength. Description: Research shows explosive athletic performance depends on neural timing and force coordination, not just strength. Discover why traditional training misses key factors. Author at Type Organization, name GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher, Type Organization, name GMJ News Georgian Medical Journal. Date published, 2026-24, date modified 2026-05-24.